Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. Okay, go ahead and get comfortable. Feel free to move around a little or scratch an itch. Just make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes now. You're going to take 3 deep breaths on my call, in and out. In order to relax. All right, now, breathing in deeply through your nose and hold it. And now breathing out slowly through your mouth. Very good. And in again, filling your lungs with air, slowly breathing in. Slowly through your mouth. That's good. One last deep breath in, breathing in, filling your lungs, feeling your chest rise. Hold here for a second and slowly let it out, taking your time. Excellent. And you should be feeling a little more relaxed now. A little more at ease. All right, now, you are going to go to a very relaxing and peaceful place. Imagine yourself at the beach. There are a few other people on the beach, but they do not disturb you. You walk along the beach, taking a leisurely stroll. It is a beautiful day. The clouds move along, sometimes blocking the sun. And sometimes letting the sun's rays pour through. The sun is bright on this day, and it warms your body and your soul. You feel very peaceful and at ease. And you bend down and scoop up a handful of sand. The sand is white and very fine. It feels like a mixture of flour and sugar, and you rub it between your thumb and fingers, and you let it fall back to the beach. And you stand there staring at the water and the sky. It is such a beautiful sight. The color of the water reflects perfectly with the sky. You take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air. The air smells a little salty. enjoy the smell of the beach. The salty smell calms you and relaxes you. As you look up at the sky and down one side of the beach, you notice several kites flying in the wind. Some kites are steady and stay in one place. Other kites move around. The kites have brilliant colors, bright pink, green, and yellow. They stand out perfectly against the blue of the sky. You turn in the opposite direction and start walking to the other end of the beach very slowly. And as you walk, you notice some sand crabs scurrying. Across the beach, as you walk by them, the sand feels very good against your feet. The sand is soft and warm, and you continue walking, enjoying yourself and relaxing. Your mind and body are at ease. You have no stress or worries. You have let go of them. And you really take in your surroundings now. You appreciate nature, and you enjoy all that Mother Nature has to offer as you continue to walk. You come across a sandcastle. The sandcastle is very large and ornate. In the center of the sandcastle is a flagpole with a flag flapping in the breeze. And you can hear the sound that makes. The castle is designed like a fort, shaped like a square with a pole in the middle. Outside of the castle is a moat to collect water. This castle has all sorts of towers on each corner. It obviously took someone a long time to put this sandcastle together. You decide to put a towel down on the beach and lie down and relax near the sandcastle. And as you lie there, with your eyes closed, you can hear the waves breaking on the shore. The sound is consistent and very relaxing. You lie there relaxed. So relaxed. And as you lie there, you focus on relaxing every part of your body. Focus on your head. Relax the muscles in your temple area on both sides. That's right. Your head feels good and at ease. And you open your mouth just a little and allow your jaw to hang loose. let all tension disappear. And you roll your neck and let all the muscles in your neck and upper body relax as you roll your neck. The relaxation works its way down to your arms. And your arms and hands go limp by your side, so relaxed. And focus on your lower back and stomach areas. Feel as every part of your body relaxes. Relaxation moves down to your hips, and all tension is released. Going down to your thighs, let them relax and go limp. You are very relaxed on the towel, surrounded by the sand. Now you focus on your knees and calves and shins. That's right. You bend your knees a little and allow them to relax. You move your ankles slightly so there is no tension in them. That's right. Feel all tension leave your legs. And that feels so good. Relax the arch of your feet, on both feet. And you wiggle your toes a little bit and allow them to relax. Your entire body is now relaxed. You are more relaxed than you have ever been before. As you lie in your blanket, with your body completely at ease, and you feel the relaxing breeze rushing over you, and you can hear the waves nearby. It feels so good to completely unwind. You enjoy the feeling of letting go of all tension in your body and mind now. And as you lie there on the blanket very still, you continue to relax near the sandcastle, relaxing every part of your body, really tuning in now to total relaxation. And look up at the beautiful sky. Such a beautiful, wonderful day. And think about how your life is improving day by day as you now pick one cloud out of the sky and just focus on that cloud now. And you imagine that cloud to look like anything you want it to look like. A very peaceful, happy image. And by focusing on that cloud, you allow your mind to relax. It's as if that cloud is absorbing all of the tension, stress, and anxiety from your body, from every part of your body and your mind. And your spirit. Feel the tension leaving your body now, going up toward that cloud, being removed from you, being removed from your body, mind, and spirit. All tension leaves, leaving you relaxed and peaceful. As you lie on that blanket, at ease, calm, to daydream and allow your mind to drift and float wherever you want it to go. Relax now, just listening to the water as the waves break on the shore and roll back out again, and roll in and out, in and out, relaxing you, calming you, allowing you to slow down now and unwind. You now slowly sit up and look out at the beautiful water. You also notice the flag on the pole sticking up 10 feet in the air. 10 feet from the sandcastle, and there is a man who appears to be lowering the flag. And as I count backwards from 10 to 1, the flag will lower a little more with each count. 1 foot lower, and also with each count you will allow yourself to drift a little more deeply into relaxation, so that by the time I reach number 1, the flag will have lowered completely and you will be completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower the flag goes, and the lower the flag goes, the more you relax. All right now, 10. The flag goes down just a little. You feel yourself relax. It is so peaceful here on this beach, near the sandcastle, and you are allowing yourself to drift and float deeper and deeper with each number I count. 9. The flag goes a little lower now as the man continues lowering it, and you continue relaxing. Feel how good it feels to be able to relax completely now, to relax more deeply with each number I count. 8. Down, 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 relaxing more and more deeply with each number I count. 7. So very, very relaxed now, so calm and at ease, feeling very peaceful. Six. allowing yourself to drift and float even more deeply now. Feeling good, feeling at ease, feeling every part of your body, mind, and spirit. Just slow down now and unwind and relax. Five. The flag goes down a little lower. It is halfway down the pole now, and you are so much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. Take time to notice how relaxed you are now. Notice how peaceful you feel. Notice that you have let go of so many concerns. And right now, you are just focused on relaxation. Relaxation. Allowing your body, mind, and spirit to be calm. Allowing yourself to be okay with just relaxing. Flag goes a little lower now. You watch the flag go down, and it reminds you that you are relaxing more and more. As the flag goes lower and lower. Three, down, down, down. As you go deeper and deeper. Relaxing more and more completely now, feeling the deepness of this relaxing state spreading throughout your entire body, filling your mind with relaxing, peaceful, calming thoughts. Two, so calm now, so relaxed. And at the count of the next number, the flag will have been lowered all the way down on the flagpole, and you will be completely relaxed. All right now, one. You are so very relaxed and peaceful now,
very relaxed
on this beach in your mind. Sitting next to the beautiful ornate sandcastle, so at ease, so peaceful. Your mind is open.
Your mind is
open to the idea that you can do anything you set your mind to. So relax now more deeply. Realizing that everything is going to be just fine. As you continue relaxing deeper, and more deeply relaxed, you realize just how powerful you are. Really tune in now to your body, into your physical body. Imagine energy coming into your body.
Imagine energy coming into your body.
through your abdominal area, spreading out to your entire body, spreading out very slowly, toward your head, your fingertips, and the tips of your toes, spreading out very slowly in every direction. Until your entire body feels like energy. It feels so good. To imagine your body feeling like energy. The truth is that your body is energy. That you actually have two bodies superimposed on each other. Imagine that one body is the body you know about, the body that you see in the mirror, the body that can run and jump and pick things up, the body that can write, that can sit down and stand up, physical body. And with this body, you experience this body, three-dimensional world around you, the world of length, width, and height. This body interacts with the three-dimensional universe every day. Other three-dimensional objects interact with your body as well. And you realize the limitations of the three-dimensional world. For example, you realize that only one solid three-dimensional object can be in one place at one time. That if you try to have two three-dimensional objects in the same place at the same time, that in violation of the three-dimensional world. However, there is a body that you have which exists in a higher vibratory state. It exists in a four-dimensional world. A four-dimensional world which has no limitations. This fourth dimension, the added dimension, is something which must be perceived. Something which must be experienced. And very soon, you will experience this. The fourth dimension. In a four-dimensional universe, objects can occupy the same position at the same time. Additionally, a four-dimensional universe can be superimposed on a three-dimensional universe, and vice versa. So a three-dimensional object, such as your body, can be in the same place at the same time as a four-dimensional object, such as your energy body. Or your astral body, as it is called, your astral body is an exact duplicate of your three-dimensional body. It simply exists in the fourth dimension at a higher vibratory state, which means that the parts which make up that body are vibrating more quickly than the parts that make up your three-dimensional physical body. Every atom and every subatomic particle has a vibration, a frequency. Every particle moves at a predictable rate, vibrating. This activity goes unnoticed. Unless you really tune in. By using a powerful microscope. This activity is normal and natural. The parts which make up your astral body are simply vibrating your astral body quickly. And the parts which make up your three-dimensional physical body. That is why most people do not see them. Think of this. Like a dog whistle. Humans usually do not hear a dog whistle. The frequency is beyond what humans can normally detect. Yet a dog can detect it. Think of that sound frequency. Higher frequency. So feel comfortable now with the fact that you have an astral body. It is within your physical body. However, there is no need, for it to remain within your physical body. It is not limited by time or space. So imagine now. That energy even more intensely. Imagine that your entire body is energy. Right now, your astral body is lined up perfectly. With your physical body. But that is only because you have chosen. You are about to make a different choice you perhaps didn't even know you had. I want you now to tune into your left hand. And without moving your physical body, I would like you to imagine wiggling your fingers on your left hand. Your physical body stays still. But there is an energy part of you. Imagine your left hand raising now. And each time you listen to this recording and go through these exercises, this
recording and go through
this process will become easier and easier for you. Imagine wiggling the fingers on your right hand now.
Imagine wiggling
your astral
fingers on your right hand now.
Your astral fingers. Your right hand remains still. Your right hand remains still.
In your physical body.
In your physical body.
Yet your astral body's right fingers are wiggling.
Yet your astral body's right fingers are wiggling.
And now imagine raising your right hand
of your astral body.
Raising your right hand.
Of your astral body.
Imagine looking at it.
Imagine looking at it.
Just relax going through this process.
Just relax going through this process.
Relax. It will become easier and easier for you.
It will become easier and easier for you.
And before you go any further, imagine that there is a bubble around you.
Imagine that there is a bubble around you.
This bubble.
This bubble.
Is made up of white light.
Is made
any
up
negativity
of white
bounces
light.
Off and away.
Any negativity
bounces off and away from the bubble.
As you develop your skills of astral projection,
as you develop your skills,
you should
of
be
astral
aware
projection
of certain things.
You should be aware of certain things.
One thing you should be aware of is that
one
there are creatures
aware of
in the fourth dimensional
plane. There are creatures
just as there are creatures
plane
in your everyday
just
life.
As there are creatures
in your third dimensional
in your everyday life.
In your third dimensional life.
Some of these creatures.
Some of these creatures
are fine.
They just go about their lives.
Fine.
They
as
just
energy
go
beings.
About their lives.
As energy beings.
Others are helpful.
Others
they can guide you
are helpful.
In your journeys in the astral
they
planes.
Can guide you in your journeys in the astral planes.
However, there is a third category.
However,
there is a third category.
These creatures
are interested
creatures
in doing you harm.
Are interested in doing you harm.
That is why every time,
that is why,
before you have an astral journey,
before
you must
you
have
and test
yourself with the
you
white
must
light,
protect yourself
every
with the
time,
white light,
every time.
This will ensure that when you encounter
this, will
this
ensure
third category of creatures,
this third
everything
category
will be fine
of because you will be protected.
Everything will be fine
because you will be protected.
And now,
having surrounded yourself with powerful, pure
having
white
surrounded
light.
Yourself with powerful, pure white light.
I want you to imagine sitting up.
I want you to imagine
your physical body remains still.
Your physical body remains still.
I want you to imagine bending at the waist and sitting up.
I want you to imagine bending at the waist and sitting up.
Your astral body sits up.
Your astral
realize body sits
that this
up.
Process will become easier.
Realize
and easier
that this
for
process
you.
Will become
as time goes by
for you.
As you continue to listen to this recording,
as you continue
programming yourself
this recording,
and be very efficient
at astral projection,
be very efficient.
These exercises
will become easier and easier.
Exercises will become easier and easier for you.
And each night as you sleep after listening to this recording.
Each night as you sleep.
Listening to this recording,
you will allow yourself to have a safe, protected.
You will allow yourself
astral
to have a
safe, protected.
So right now, imagine yourself bending at the waist.
So right now,
astral body sits
at the waist.
Your astral body sits up
and looks around.
And looks around.
There are structures
in the fourth
there
dimensional
are
world.
Structures.
Structures
which perhaps you are unaware of.
Structures which perhaps you are unaware of.
As you look around,
I would like you to notice
as
these structures.
Around,
I would like you to notice these structures.
These structures,
just
these
like the
structures
in your third
just like the structures
in your third
are fixed in space.
Are fixed in space.
They can move.
They can move.
Yet when they are stationary,
they are fixed in
yet
space.
When they are stationary,
they are fixed in space, just like a box. Just like a box. A box can move. A box can move. Yet when you put it down, unless somebody else moves it down, it will be there.
Somebody else
moves the next time you look for it.
It will be there the next time you look for it.
So objects in the fourth dimensional world are similar to objects in the third dimensional world.
To objects in the third dimension.
However, you can move through them.
However, you can move through them.
Think of your fourth dimensional body.
Think of your
as being your spirit
body. As being your spirit.
Certainly you are familiar with the concept.
Certainly you are familiar with the concept
of spirits.
Of spirits.
This is truly your spirit. Your soul
is truly your spirit.
That part of you which is eternal.
That part of you which is eternal.
You're tapping into it now, tapping into its power.
You're tapping into it now, tapping into its power.
Feel powerful.
Feel powerful.
Feel positive, powerful energy coming to you.
Feel positive, powerful energy coming
as you now stand up.
As you now
turn around and look at your physical body.
Turn around.
Relax.
Look at your physical body.
Everything is fine.
Relax.
You are calm
and
safe and peaceful.
Calm and safe.
And anytime you choose,
you can return to your physical body. But if you're
still continuing with your astral journey, I would like you to walk around the room you're in.
I would like you to walk
and
around.
As you walk around, perhaps you are feeling limited
by these
three-dimensional space, which you perceive as being real.
Which you perceive as being real.
It does exist.
Real.
However,
it does exist
in this fourth-dimensional existence.
In this fourth
dimensional existence,
you can walk through.
You can move through the floor.
You can move.
You can move through the walls.
You can move through.
You can move through the ceiling.
You can move through the ceiling.
You can levitate.
You can levitate.
Imagine yourself now pulling your knees up to your chest.
Imagine yourself now pulling your knees up to your chest and levitate.
You are no longer restricted.
You are
by
no
time
longer restricted
or space or gravity
time, or space or gravity.
Those limitations are real.
Those
in
limitations
a three-dimensional existence.
In a three-dimensional existence.
In the fourth dimension, here,
in the fourth dimension,
in the astral realm.
In the astral realm.
Have limitations in the astral realm that objects in the astral realm, in your three-dimensional existence, just like objects in the physical world, just like objects in the mental existence, in your three-dimensional existence, only limited by the limitations you perceive. So we will practice now.
So we will
let go of
now.
Your perceptions
of limitations.
Let go of your perceptions
of limitations.
I would like you to imagine yourself now.
I would like
walking
you to imagine yourself
wall.
Now.
Walking
out of your room
that you are in.
Out of your room
and into another room
or outside.
And into another room or outside.
This process gets easier and easier.
This process
as you practice
gets easier and easier.
As you practice,
the walls you are perceiving
are in the
walls
third dimension.
You are perceiving,
although
in your
third
dimension you can still
although
see the objects.
Fourth dimension you can still
which are in the third
see
the objects,
which are in the third dimension.
So now you can see both three-dimensional
so now
and
you can
four-dimensional
see both
objects.
Three-dimensional and four-dimensional
it
objects
very easily become apparent.
It should very easily
which
become
objects
apparent to you.
Are in the third dimension.
Which objects
which are, in the fourth,
are in the third dimension.
And which
all
are
of the
fourth,
objects which you have never noticed before.
All of the objects
are
which
in
you
the
have never
dimension.
Noticed before.
Are in the fourth
and objects
dimension.
You are accustomed to.
Such as
objects
your room,
you are accustomed to.
Your bed.
Such as
your
ceiling.
Room, your bed.
Television.
Your ceiling.
Your television.
All of those are in the third dimension.
All of those are in the third
although
dimension.
You are seeing them.
You are not limited by them.
You can walk through.
You are not limited by them. You can you can easily pass through them. You can easily pass. I'd like you now to look upward, whether you're still inside or whether you're still inside. Remember whether you're still protected. Remember the power of light. By the power. And then as you look upward, you begin to float upward. And as you look upward, you begin to float upward. That's right. Just relax. That's right. Just relax. Even if you were to fall, you would not get hurt. Even if you were to fall in the fourth dimension, not get hurt in the fourth dimension. So imagine yourself floating upward now. So imagine yourself floating
just
upward
above
now.
Your home. Just above your
if you
home.
Are in a building, imagine floating just
if you
above
are in
that
building.
Building.
Imagine floating just above that building,
rising slowly, and then looking
rising
around
slowly,
and then looking
look
around.
Look at the beautiful view.
Look at the beautiful view.
I want you now to imagine yourself floating.
I want you now to imagine yourself floating.
You can float in any manner you choose.
You can float in any manner you choose.
You can fly like Superman.
You can fly like
Superman. You can imagine yourself sitting as if you
imagine yourself
sitting
or sitting
if you would in a chair.
As if you would in an airplane.
Or sitting
or a motor
as if
vehicle.
You would in an airplane or a motor
vehicle. But imagine yourself moving now and floating.
But imagine yourself moving now and floating
and looking around.
And as you look around,
and as you
realize, you realize
that you have a newfound ability,
that you have
a new skill
found ability.
Relax as you do this.
Just
focus on
relaxing.
Just focus on relaxing
and enjoying yourself.
And enjoying yourself.
I would like you now to pick a destination.
I would like you now
somewhere
to pick
you want
a destination.
To go.
Somewhere you want to go.
Now realize
that although you are moving,
movement
though
is
you are
unnecessary
in the fourth dimension.
Is unnecessary in the fourth dimension.
You can be in a place instantly just
by
thinking about that
place.
Instantly just by thinking about that place.
You need to become accustomed
to letting go
to become
of limitations of time.
To letting go
and
of
limitations of time.
Distance.
In this dimension,
those concepts
dimension do not exist.
Those concepts
those are do not
three-dimensional
exist.
Concepts.
Those are
which serve their purpose
in a three-dimensional world.
Which serve their purpose in a three-dimensional
as
world.
As you practice the art of astral projection,
as you practice the art of astral projection,
allow yourself to become more
and
allow
more
yourself to become with
more
the idea
and more
of
relaxed.
Letting go
with the idea.
Certain three-dimensional
limitations
of certain three-dimensional limitations.
The physics of your universe, which you understand,
physics of your
do not apply
which
here.
You understand.
Do not
there are rules here.
There are
just
rules
as there are
here.
Rules anywhere.
Yet
just
those rules
are
different.
Anywhere.
Yet those rules are different.
So, if you have not already done so,
think of a place you want to go
in your mind.
Think of a place you want to go.
And imagine being there instantly.
And imagine being there instantly.
See anyone who might be there.
See anyone who might be there.
Perhaps you see their physical body.
Perhaps you see their
perhaps you
body.
See their astral body.
Perhaps you see their astral body.
See them now.
See
notice
them
any
now.
Objects which are there,
notice
either in the third dimensional world
or the fourth dimensional world.
With a fourth dimensional world.
Perhaps there are other astral travelers.
Perhaps there are other astral travelers.
Perhaps they notice you and greet you.
Perhaps they notice you and greet you.
Feel free to greet them.
Feel free.
Yet remember you are surrounded by the white
light. You are surrounded
and it protects
by the white
you.
Light.
And it protects you.
Now you realize that just as in any situation in life.
There are people who have your best interest in mind.
There are people who have
and
your best
and there are those who do not.
And there are those who are simply going about their lives.
There are those who are simply going
keep in mind that occasionally you will encounter
that occasionally
entities
will encounter
in this fourth dimensional plane which do not have your best interest in mind.
Which do not have your best interest.
These entities can be either actual people or animals who exist in the three-dimensional world and are simply astral projecting like yourself,
or
they can be entities which exist only in the astral realm. Either way, you must become good at evaluating the intentions of those you meet in the astral world. So as you continue relaxing, I would like you to imagine encountering a being. If you have not already done so, it can be someone who exists in the third dimension,
someone
who is simply astral projecting, or it can be a being which exists only in the fourth dimension. Imagine interacting with them. If they seem problematic, if you avoid them. You are protected by the light.
You are protected. Imagine greeting.
You are relaxed and calm. I want you to realize, as you continue your education about the astral world, realize that certain activities are possible here, just like in your three-dimensional life. It is possible to be intimate with another.
In the astral plane.
It is possible to interact with another. Intellectually, emotionally,
Physically,
emotionally,
or physically.
The physical interaction will, of course,
than it is in your three-dimensional life.
However, it can also be very intense. That from now on, when you
realize
talk to
that
people
from now
in your
on,
everyday life,
your three-dimensional life,
in your everyday life,
they also have an astral body.
Perhaps you can imagine yourself interacting with them on two levels from now on. The physical level and the astral level. This will make your interactions with people more interesting
and more meaningful,
both in romantic relationships
and in
everyday
interactions.
And I want you to realize that you must always obey this rule. That you never violate anyone in any way.
You never do anything against someone's will.
Although you have tremendous
freedom and liberty,
you must respect people and their boundaries.
You only go where you are invited from now on.
This means that you let go of any thoughts of violating people or doing them harm. Always have people's best interests in mind.
You respect their privacy.
You respect their dignity.
You respect them,
and you receive respect
them.
And because just as in the three-dimensional world, there are governing bodies which oversee what is going on, that is also true in this fourth-dimensional world. You must do what is right and appropriate. And I'd like you now to imagine yourself 6 months
now
in the future. Astral projecting easily, getting your body out
easily.
Getting your astral body out of your physical body.
Having
a wonderful journey. Notice how easy it is for you. As you see yourself 6 months from now, you have mastered the art of astral projection. And I'd like you to see yourself 1 year from now. See yourself as a true master of astral projection.
True master.
You're able to astral project anytime you're able anywhere. To astral
project anytime.
Even while you're anywhere. Driving.
Even while
you're talking to someone. You're able to astral project consciously and unconsciously.
Consciously.
Whether you're awake or asleep.
Whether you are awake.
So relax and realize that everything is going to be just fine. And as you begin to develop your astral projection abilities, I want to share with you a technique which can be very helpful. If you take a nap in the middle of the day, a short nap
in the middle of the day,
that will help you that night astral project more easily. Use this technique as long as you need it.
Use this
and realize that very soon you will no longer need it. But taking a short nap during the day makes your astral projection that night easier. Relax now. Continue traveling in the astral realm if you choose. Or return to your body.
The
choice is yours.
Or return to your body.
You always return to your body before you wake up.
Always return to your body.
So let go of any concern and just have fun if you want to. Obeying the rule and enjoying yourself as you continue to relax. As you continue relaxing.
And
pondering all these thoughts of astral projection, astral projection,
how interesting life
is,
and you realize
is
how
easy
it is
easy
to relax
for you
and to be comfortable with these concepts.
Continue to relax more and more deeply. You begin to realize the true power you have. And how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth. A wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here,
that
you have a reason for living,
you have a reason,
a very powerful purpose in your life,
a very powerful,
and day by day get closer and closer, to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self.
A renewed sense
of purpose.
A renewed sense
and motivation and confidence. As you now feel good about being yourself. Glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily, and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you, who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now as I am silent. and really tune into your true purpose on this earth. And really breathe in deeply
and really breathe
that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt.
Each time you exhale, let go of
Do this now as I am silent.
Do this now as I am silent.
Now, what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake. A lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want. Because you center yourself. And you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. As you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you're asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said, and each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.